Hello.
Hi, this is Joseph, the floor supervisor. We were just speaking a moment ago, and I'm got disconnected.
Okay. I know, and I couldn't hear. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. Yeah. Okay.
I apologize, ma'am. I'm not sure what happened with that. So, do you see that this was placed for the meal planning app, ma'am? That was done on the 2nd of June of this month, ma'am. And that was $39.85 is what was billed, which provides you with a month to for you to use the app. And that would be $39.85 a month is what you would be billed. Did you ever place that order for the meal planning app? Okay.
Not at all. Not even a consideration.
Okay, ma'am. Did anyone in your household place that order?
Nope. I checked with my husband. He didn't know anything about it.
Okay.
And so he wouldn't have done it anyway.
Okay, ma'am.
He's a chef. Why would he?
I understand. I understand. So you're claiming fraud for this order, correct?
Yes, it's got to be because I didn't do it.
Okay. No worries, ma'am. I understand. So what I can go ahead and do, if you would like to, I can proceed forward with a fraud claim. What that would entail is we would contact your local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online. Your local authorities will also verify the location of where that order took place. Would you like to proceed forward with this fraud claim?
No, I just want to just make sure it's canceled and I don't get anything and I'm not charged anything.
Okay, ma'am.
That's a big hassle doing all the fraud thing, I'm sure. Doesn't sound fun.
Okay, ma'am. Well, what I can go ahead and do for you, ma'am, is I do see it has been canceled out. But regarding the refund, ma'am, let me see what I can do about that. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, so what I can go ahead and do about the refund for that is provide you with a 75% refund for that today.
How did they get my money?
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize. This order was made online, ma'am.
I didn't do it. We have had some fraud on Amazon where people put stuff on and then there was a big carry-on and it was taken off and all.
Okay, well, since you don't want to proceed forward with this fraud, that's what I can do is a 75% refund, ma'am.
I didn't even know I paid anything. Anyway. Okay, if that's the best I could do, I never subscribed, so why would I have to cancel?
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. So the order was placed for the app for it to be a monthly subscription for that initial $39.85. But it's been canceled out already, so there's not going to be any more charges going forward when you spoke with our representative. If you would still like,
well,
I can proceed forward with the fraud claim for you, ma'am.
Okay, well, wait a sec. How would I have paid for it? Is it a credit card? What pays for it?
So it's an app, like an app that you have on your phone, ma'am. Like an app that you would download to your phone. Like, say, that's what it is, ma'am. So however you
have
your phone set up, if you have your smartphone set up like with Gmail, like it's Google powered, it would be through whatever app store you use, ma'am.
I never buy apps. I'm not very good at all that kind of stuff, so I don't get involved in it. I don't have any apps or whatever. I don't know how that app could have even been put on.
Okay, ma'am. So whenever you download the app in the app store, they would have your payment information saved for you to approve. You would have to approve it. It's an app on the phone is what that is for. But I can still...
What's the app called so I can check it out?
Yes, ma'am. It's called Meal Planning.
Meal Planning.
Mm-hmm.
And how would I have found the app to join it or do whatever? Where would that be?
Yes, ma'am. It would be on the App Store, ma'am. Again, if you have
a
Google phone, it would
app
be on
store.
It would be on the Google Play if it has Google Play, or if it's an iPhone, it would be on Apple. And it depends on what type of phone you have is what type of App Store you have.
I never go to an App Store. I am
it's
a very basic person.
I understand what you're saying. Well, what I can go ahead and do, ma'am, is I can go ahead and I can provide you with a $34.85 refund, ma'am. But there is a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Okay.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
How do I get to the bottom of whatever or whoever signed me up?
Well, if you would like, I can still file this as fraud, ma'am, on our
okay.
end.
Okay. All right.
Would you like me to proceed
something...
forward with that fraud claim for you then?
Yes. Because somebody
okay.
is messing with claims.
Okay. I will go ahead and proceed forward with that fraud claim.
Okay.
Bear with me while I file this as fraud. And just to verify, is there currently a dispute with your bank for this charge, ma'am?
Is there what?
Have you filed a dispute with your bank for these charges, ma'am?
No, I just got on my email, and there was this thing saying that, you know, this is what it is, and I'm being charged, and
okay.
da 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 da.
I understand, ma'am. Bear with me for one moment while I go ahead and file this as fraud then, and then I can go ahead and work on the fraud claim credits. Bear with me.
Okay. You have been so patient with me. I'm all in a dither. And you're just so calm. Keep everything calm. I really appreciate you.
I apologize. I'm still here, ma'am. I'm working on the refund for the fraud claim for you. And the,
okay.
I'll just finish filing it as fraud for you. So bear with me.
You've been so wonderful. Thank you. I'm patient with me.
Oh, no, you're fine, ma'am. It's my pleasure.
Okay, so you're dealing with the fraud thing on your level. And
yes,
somebody
ma'am.
Will be calling me or something of that nature.
No, that's our process we do. They would just investigate that. Your local.
Oh.
So what process is again, because I know we got disconnected. I want to make sure you heard that is we would contact your local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used. As well as they will go ahead and verify the location of where the order took place. So all of that we do.
Oh,
you don't
good.
Have to do anything. That's just everything we do for
great.
Our investigation. Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
So I filed that as Friday as you requested. And I've gone ahead and also refunded for the fraud credits for you. And that would be $39.85 is what you'll be getting back. The refund confirmation number is 63022-71344.
Right, that's 63022-71344.
Mm-hmm.
And whose phone number is that?
That's the refund confirmation name. Confirmation.
Oh, it's
number.
A refund confirmation.
Yeah, that's not a phone number. It's a refund confirmation number.
I'm writing this down here. I'll get confused.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Take your time.
I got it now. Okay. That's done. All right. So Is everything sorted out then?
Everything's been closed out, and those refunds for the refund for the fraud claim has been filed. That $39.85 will be back on your account within 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. Oh, I really appreciate you. Thank you for being so patient.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for
calling.
I'm over
here going crazy.
Oh, no, you're fine, ma'am. I understand how frustrating that can be. It has been handled, so you don't got to worry about anything else, ma'am, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your name?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor. My last name is Arredondo.
Okay, because I was going to call and have your supervisor know what a good job you did. So now you know, huh?
I need to do that. Yes, I'm the floor supervisor, ma'am.
Okay. I could see why. You're really good with customers.
Well, I greatly appreciate that, ma'am. You have a very wonderful day, and just you'll see the refunds back in your account within 3 to 5 business days for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. All right.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Ma'am, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.